Selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation. There will be a payday for sin. And every time you and I sin, it's like taking pond scum and walking up to the throne of God and smearing it in God's face. That's what our sinfulness looks like. You see, hell really isn't. Righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And the one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. And the Son of God appeared that he might, for the purpose that he might destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. To separate his course. I believe he created hell for the purpose of showing us. Without justice is not goodness. good. But he could not be good to be with us. God's justice stands forever against the sinner in utter severity. The value of the timeless hope that God is too kind to punish the ungodly has become a deadly opiate for the consciousness of millions. It hushes their fears. It allows them to practice all pleasant forms of iniquity while death draws every day nearer and the command to repent goes unregarded. As responsible, moral beings, we dare not so trifle with our eternal future. He's describing for us here the understanding you couldn't know the goodness of God if you didn't know the terror of God. And the truth is this, if God ignored sin, then he doesn't care. If God lets people get by with sin, he's indifferent. If God looks the other way, he's unfair. And it's the message that we must take. The message of salvation to our world. I don't care how popular the doctrine of hell is. could be taken care of. He knew there had been no change in his life. Finally, one day, after he called and begged for numerous things, he finally said, "I might as well just go kill myself." And she said, "Why don't you go ahead and do that and spare me? I need the money." He drove her to the Great Depression about 3 years. He said she remembered leaving her funeral, driving away by herself, and looking up into the clouds and shaking her fist and saying, "God, why don't you just go to hell?" The way out. Amen.